We expect a growth rate of 2.6%, driven by an increase in household consumption of 3%, an increase in residential starts to 1.375 million at an annualized pace. We anticipate that the major risks to the outlook continue to be the manufacturing and tradable sector, mostly due to a stronger dollar. What you're looking at here are the two global benchmark rates, the German 10-year Bund and the U.S. 10-year yield. What you're seeing is expectations of investors that with the Fed ready to raise interest rates, that interest rates along the term spectrum in the United States will increase, whereas due to the expansionary monetary policy of the European Central Bank, we should see rates decline. That should put upward pressure on the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. should attract capital into the United States as rates increase. In this case, we're looking at core inflation. That's inflation excluding food and energy. Given the increase in demand for services in general, medical services in particular, and rising demand for rents, we expect one of the domestic risks to the outlook this year is an increase in core inflation moving more quickly back towards the 2% target than the central bank assumes. If that occurs, we may see a quicker increase in rates at the short end of the curve. Due to the stunning appreciation of the U.S. dollar over the past 18 months, driven by more than a 50% decline in the price of oil, we've seen an erosion of competitiveness among many firms that have exposure to the global economy or derive more than 50% of their revenues from the external sector. What this chart shows you is that relationship between new orders in the Institute for Supply Management survey and overall GDP. Should those new orders continue to sag, GDP will likely continue to grow roughly just around 2%. What this chart shows is the pretty strong recovery we've seen over the past couple years in residential starts. I anticipate by the end of 2016, at the height of the building season, we'll have seen starts increase to 1.375 million at an annualized pace with upside risk. You know, we've got good strong tailwinds behind the residential construction community. I think that by the end of 2016, we'll see residential starts increase to 1.375 million annualized pace with risk to the upside on that forecast. And we've got a good strong labor market which should continue to produce 150 to 200,000 jobs a month. And one would think with the unemployment rate likely to be closer to 4.5% than 5% at the end of the year, conditions are aligning for another strong year in residential investment. What this chart shows is that we should see roughly about 65 days of inventory in U.S. showrooms. Just before the holiday season, we saw that inventory creep up to 69 days. Now, that inventory was absorbed by two very strong months of auto sales, well above an 18 million annualized pace. Should we see that inventory level drop below 65, that would be a positive sign that we're going to see a renewed bout of production in the auto sector. The auto sector remains an important swing factor in overall growth from quarter to quarter, and along with the aviation sector, is the bedrock of the overall U.S. manufacturing sector. Take a look at this chart. You'll see at the height of the crisis in 2009, we had 7 unemployed workers for every job opening. That's declined now to 1.43. Once that metric passes 2.2, that signals a likely rise in wages, and that's exactly what we've seen, and I expect wages and salaries to increase noticeably in 2016.